is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, The Free National Movement, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Nassau Cruise Port, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
This coming Friday, and I'm please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working. Pena, pena, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great, and with the disco operator. 5 double 8
are now relieved.
This is DJ Talk Sweeter. Still on the blister up with the watcher man. Play the play. I didn't want to rock the game. Them off is stepping with them cast it down them chain. Oh Lord, play for the vibe. Let's keep them alive. Play this coming. They want to jump and please. But when we play LP, see them really love me. They want to jump and spring. But this a dance and a
play. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. We're here on this beautiful Friday afternoon live. Grateful to be in your company, chopping a thing down on this beautiful day after your smoltering night, after you baked in your own greases, after your sheet needs to change. My God. Let's be as decent as possible, guys. I see you give me a call. I'm on radio now, so give me a little break. I can give you a call in a minute, right? We're here live, guys. I'm grateful to be in your company. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. If you're in the market and you're looking for insurance, you're looking for insurance for your car, your little bubbler, you're looking for third-party comprehensive insurance, if you're looking for those particular things, if you're looking for insurance for all your jet skis, your them bunch of notes you got, or the little cubes that you got, whatever you got, you can be able to do that right down there at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Ask for my good, decent friend, Ethric Bowe. He can take very good care of you. Or Mr. Richardson, he's down there. He can take very good care of you in that particular space. 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS, 9 to 5 on the weekdays, 9 to 2 on Saturday. So they're still open tomorrow. Go and check them out, guys. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Got to shout out a couple people out here being able to do some stuff. Today is Juan McCartney's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Juan McCartney. I hope that you are doing well, and I pray that the spirit of multiplicity continues to be able to hit you and your family. Amen. I can't even get no amen. Paige is prepared for it. Amen. Paige, I get your business. It's a beautiful thing, man. Happy birthday to my brother and good friend for being able to enjoy another year. I haven't seen him in a little bit. But I know him, so I know that he's well. He's out there doing well. My brother, enjoy your birthday. And guys, if you're celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And I pray that you continue to be able to prosper in your space, man. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I pray that you move with tenacity, with this intention, right? This kind of this forced intention, and you move with precision to the purpose that you've been called to in this life. Some things are shifting, and as it shifts, I think that it's incumbent upon us to be prepared for that shift. And you could only do that if you sit in the space of sobriety. Can I say that? You can only do that if you sit and you are aware of your environment, that you're diligent, right? That you are erect and upright in your stance and your sitting. Let's be decent, right? And able to kind of pounce on any opportunity that's presenting itself in this kind of a moment and this time that we're living in. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I want you to be in, join in the conversation with me today. Pick up your Guardian newspaper. A man shot dead in Bimini. Man shot dead in Bimini. And the body was found at the marina. Animations in here. It says the man was shot dead, shot to death at a fisherman's village marina in Bimini yesterday. And this is what the police said. So the officers found the body of a 32-year-old male victim around noon. So right when we came on, around noon. Because I did see that hit my phone. But you know, you can't repeat these things as soon as you see it. Because sometimes the source is in the sources. So we can be able to talk about that. Pintard says that Grand Bahama regulatory issue for courts to decide. And the body was found stabbed to death. And based upon the information that I read, the body of a man was stabbed and bound. So they said that they indicated that his hand was actually was bound. And he had stab wounds about him. That's what I read, right? The BCA president, sick and tired of contractors not adhering to building codes. My good friend Leonard Sands in the paper today, being able to talk about those things. Guys, like I said, pick up the papers and dive into the conversation. The number is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere. From the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. We're diving into it today, and I just want to talk. Because I'm out east now, right? I am on right in the area of Village Road. And my power went off just after 10 last night. Now, some people, I feel like this is my fault. I feel like I charged the environment with sort of a negative energy. We talked, Ian and I talked yesterday, and I said, Ian, I was sitting in my bed the night before, which is true. I was sitting in my bed, and I said, Lord Jesus, I got to get me a generator because this is some hot weather. I sit in my bed. I didn't bathe up. I didn't clean up. I ready for bed, right? I sit on the edge of my bed. I got my little table there where I charge my phones, have my little drink there, little water in the evenings, right? And so you got everything there on the side of my bed, right? So I sit in there, right? And I set up my little setup, right? I don't like my children to come touching my things. They move my charger. I don't like that. I don't touch my things. So I sit in my little space and my wife's sleeping. Everybody sleep. And I sitting down, just bed. I say, Jesus, Lord, I got to get me a generator. Lord, I got to get a solar power or something. Because if this power go off, I know we can sweat. And I'd gone to sleep. Ian came yesterday. Ian and I had a good conversation. And last night, my power was off until 2 a.m. From 10 to 2 a.m. I know some of y'all was worse than that. This was island-wide. This had to have been island-wide. It is an absolute crying shame. Crying shame. And I keep reading updates from BPL. Indicating, okay, we've cut on some people. I was about to go to consensus. Then they indicated who they turned on, right? I said, this is horrible. 2024, you got BPL, you got Pike, you got everybody working on one issue, and they're saying they had to transition from one place to another. Something happened. I couldn't understand this. I was hot. All I see is memes drop last night. We tired, we hot. I see Sparky, must he do something? The little boy reenacted, the little fella, he reenacted the entire thing, put all kinds of things, fire everybody. This is too much, ladies and gentlemen. This is too much. In 2024, we shouldn't be sweating like this. My God. No, we shouldn't be sweating like this. We just pay too much to live. I just come from NIB. I had to pay an increase. I had to pay all kinds of things just now. I had to release it with a prayer. It is too much money we paying to be this hot. And you know, Lincoln and I had a conversation last week. He said how I lived in communities where there was 500,000 people in my community, often in Asia. He said there were 500,000 people in the community that I was living in, and everybody had power. He said, you mean to tell me what is this issue that we're dealing with? Let's talk about these things, guys. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to be a part of the conversation, please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. This ain't looking good for the PLP. I might as well tell you this. This ain't looking good. Unless there is the hope that we will forget about this. Unless there is a hope that as we creep closer to election, that we will forget about what we endured. That Harbor Island would forget about this. That Grand Bahama would forget about this. And then you will say, well, how would the PLP got nothing to do with Grand Bahama? Well, we will see. But it seems to be a hope that we forget about this as we get closer. I don't think people play and forget, not this time. Lines are wide open. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay. Listen, I was waiting for you to have a topic like this. I have something I want to ask you, and you tell me if this makes any sense.
Go ahead.
I am a 74-year-old woman.
You don't sound 74. I might have to tell you that. I can say this before we get into your thing. You sound
44. You know what happened? Mm-hmm. When you live good in Grand Bahama
Jesus.
All your life until these husbands come and try to destroy your island, then I've been there from 68.
My God.
Uh-huh. So you could tell. All right? But let me tell you what's happening with me. I am 74. My pension can't support me, so my kids kick in every now and then, my two daughters. Mm-hmm. But you know what's killing us? Mm-hmm. They're trying to kill the middle class, and I don't consider myself a middle class because all my life I used all the money I had to educate my children. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind being broke today, okay? Mm-hmm. But what is really bothering me? How could you send somebody when their light bill? I sold my central air when my husband died. Mm-hmm. I sold my central air out of my house because I know once he was not here, I couldn't afford it. I put one ductless in my room. My daughter ended up putting one ductless in her room later down. She works, and I'm in my room because I just had surgery. Mm-hmm. They give me a bill when my bill used to be $170, $180 to $700, $600 and something dollars, Howard.
$170, $180.
Uh-huh.
And they're going all the way up to
right.
How much are you going up to?
Going up to six, almost $700.
My God.
Howard, man, we got to something. Look, I just heard your topic just now about what is happening in China. You know why these people don't want the Chinese to come here to show them some smart things? Because they can't manipulate them.
Mm.
You know and I know this is the only country in the world that your light bill is higher than your mortgage.
Mm.
And what about the old people, Howard? I don't consider myself old, but even though I am, right? But what happened to people when I have to go on the bread line when they was issuing food to get to give to my senior citizen because they didn't know, they didn't tell my set of people where to get food. I had to go stand up out there and get packages for them to carry to them because they wouldn't have gotten nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We paying all the taxes in this country and everybody is coming in and enjoying the benefits of our hard forefathers' labor in this country. And I'm sick and tired. I'm gonna tell you like this boy said. They doing crackhead stupidness in this country.
I agree with you. They playing crackhead games. I agree with you.
I love you, and I love how you talk about your wife all the time. You are a good father and a good man, yes, Howard, and I bless your family will do well, just like my family. You hang in there, baby, and you speak truth to your conscience.
I appreciate
okay?
you.
And God will always provide for you.
Do I know you?
Yes, Howard, you know me.
I know you. I just try to be decent.
Howard, but you know, we ain't telling them.
No, we ain't going to tell everybody our business. I know your business. Because you didn't set it up. So I say, I know. Anyway, praise God. tell your daughters you I say hello. Amen.
Howard, I've been in Grand Bahama. See, let me give another thing. They keep blaming the Port Authority for everything. Now, I know some of the fundamentals that they have to work out. But why are Hubert Ingraham going down there and sign another 90 years or 50 years again when they could have corrected the situation?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
I've been there when they used to call Freeport F&M country.
Yeah.
And Pendleton said, if you don't bend, you will break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And all the people who they don't like, the white people, who was giving us jobs. I had 3 jobs in Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the casino, I worked in the pub, and then I had one other little side job on my day, 2 days off. They killed the PLP killed Freeport. And these people who just coming up today, they don't know the luxury life people lived in Freeport and still could live in Freeport today. But the storm destroyed that island, and this government has not, the two of these government has never done anything for those people. Yes, where they gone? They gone in somebody else's country to take care of them before they could take care of their own people.
My God.
And I'm pissed about it.
My God. Well, it's good to hear from you, my dear. I thank you for your telephone call. I thank you for your contributions. Tell your daughters I say hello, and I like your passion. I like it. And I don't think a lot of people... You see, it's peculiar that you call. Let me say this. It's peculiar that you call and you said what you said, the way that you said. You talked more specifically about they're killing the middle class. Now, for me, there is a select few people in Nassau that even speak about the middle class. I don't think that there is classism here. And I don't want to say that Grand Bahama has that, but I know that there are specific divisions designed in Grand Bahama from the conception. From the inception and the development of Freeport itself. I'm talking about 8 Mile Rock. I ain't talking about East Grand Bahama. I ain't talking about West Grand Bahama. I'm talking about Freeport proper. When they designed Freeport, they designed it and etched out a space for middle class people. That space was Bahamia. You know that Freeport was coming to ruins when people started to lose their houses left, right, and center in Bahamia. You knew that something was wrong. This was the scenic route that a lot of persons would take, right? Now, if you're from Grand Bahama, you know that Millionaire's Row is way too far. You ain't getting out there to look at people's house. But you would take a little time, right? Especially if you were in the building phase. You would take a little time. You drive around Lukaya. You drive around Midshipman. You drive. Yeah, this is a scenic route. Grand Bahama is 98 miles long. You take your time on a Sunday after church or whatever the case may be. You're cutting up with your woman, your husband or your wife. You're cutting up. And you're driving and you're having conversation. Obviously, she's eating Kong salad. But we're looking at houses. We say, oh my God, I love this one. Oh my God, look how they put the copper roofs on this. Oh, I love this. Separate this. Oh, that look expensive. This is what we do. And this was a marker to identify the middle class. Now, I know that you have these spaces in Nassau. Don't fight me. I know, I've been around these places. You understand? But there has not been a pronounced position that this is identified as a middle class. There's relentless survival, a very clear understanding, especially if you've attained these particular homes as a result of your proximity to politics, you know that you ain't got time to talk about your class position. Grand Bahamian people did that because the acquisition, for the most part, of those people in Freeport had not, but your commitment to service and what you can offer to this particular community. You work for the Port Authority, you work for one of these companies, you were paid well. They take care of half of your children's school fee to go to Mary Star to see, to go to Catholic High, to go to these. They take care of these things in Grand Bahama. Your insurance and all the, they do these things for you. So you could boast about the fact that you were middle class. Now, a lot of people were content with the idea that we're middle class and didn't have a desire to strive to become the upper class. But that's not here in Nassau. So I feel like this conversation is a farce in Nassau. A lot of people don't understand that systematically governments have eradicated the middle class. Systematically, in this country, governments has created policies to eradicate. And I don't think it's deliberate. But I think it's to be able to embellish, to be able to fortify, to be able to strengthen the position of whatever their agenda was from a political standpoint or the overarching governmental agenda. When you start to enact these things, you forget about a particular class of people that have sent their children to school, that have educated their children, that pay for them to do these particular things. You forgot about that. And as a result of that, Grand Bahama has shifted significantly. And I agree with my caller. $171.80 a month to almost $700 a month for a 74-year-old woman in Grand Bahama. And we're seeing Pintown indicate that the regulatory issues is for the courts to decide. I think the people have already decided. It's time for us to wake up and have a sobering conversation. Let's take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
This coming Friday, I'm please gonna roll the lawn. You went to the man number one town round town. I did so Friday.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970 in fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our one door north of Alive with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now, let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there.
That's Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come and the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to the man number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here live and in full effect, being able to chop the thing down on a Friday evening. And I guys are getting prepared for the weekend, and you know that I'm getting prepared to head out of here. I won't be with you in person next week or the week after. Next week, we have a series that's already been pre-recorded. It's already been dubbed down. It's already been stayed. And I want to be able to shout out some people before we go any further. I got to be able to shout out my good doctor, Dr. Yashika Seymour Hanna from Cecilin Pediatrics, being able to support us in this particular stead. I'm grateful to them. It's like that. I'm looking forward to hearing from Ben and my guys over at Bahamas Boston Truck for being able to support us in this particular instance also. I got to shout out Miss Yang over at Ancient Chinese Secret. Ancient Chinese Secret. I'm grateful for that opportunity. Hopefully we can be able to hear something from Her Excellency Leslie Miller Bryce for being able to support us. We're looking for corporate support, but she said that she'll consider individual support. So we're looking for that. Listen, man, these things ain't cheap. And so we want to be able to put it together, but there is reciprocity here, right? So yeah, I just ain't looking for something on Slack. You're going to get significant exposure. We're going to put everything together for you, and you'll be able to see that stuff next week as we drop these things accordingly. It is an exciting series. I'm grateful for that. We're putting the final touches on it. I was waiting to hear from two people as to whether or not they wanted to be able to do a Small Business Thursday. So it may be a rerun next week. But nonetheless, it's an exciting series, and I want you guys to kind of tune in for that. It's going to be exciting as we continue to do that. Guys, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
What's up, Howard?
Everything good. What's happening, man?
All right. We were trying to have a conversation early in the week, you know, on you, on this Grand Bahama issue.
Mm-hmm.
But you came back on point. The issue of the middle class, right?
Mm-hmm.
in Freeport, Grand Bahama. There can only be a middle class in Freeport, Grand Bahama because of the technological requirements of staff and persons who work in Grand Bahama. This technological drive started in the 60s. Okay? Now, I think, you know, we don't, as I said before, we don't have an idea of what Freeport is or what it's supposed to be. As I said before, it's supposed to be a British outpost off the eastern seaboard of the United States of America. And that outpost was supposed to be a high technology area in terms of it's like manufacturing and pharmaceuticals and shipyards, all kind of stuff, right? But I think the problems we have, I think that is deliberate. That was orchestrated. Because if Freeport had continued on the track that it was going on, it would have become the capital. It would be the capital of the Bahamas. And I don't think the powers that be in Nassau wanted that. And that is where our problem is. You know, we gotta try to get Freeport back on the road again, because it's the only place that has the support, the external technological support to move our country forward. What do you think of that?
Well, I appreciate you calling me, brother. Thank you so very kindly for being able to contribute. There's a couple of things I write down. You started to talk about the fact that it was supposed to be a British outpost, right? Then you started to talk about the middle class could only exist in Grand Bahama because of a technological requirements that started way back in the 60s. So you had to be, in my interpretation is that you had to be equipped, educated, and kind of ready to be able to step into this. Then you start to talk about manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, so forth and so on. We do know we had Bahama Rock. We do know that we had Syntex. We do know that we had Borco, which is oil refinery. We know that we had these particular elements that existed in Grand Bahama. We know that we had Grand Bahama is very unique because the center of Freeport, which is 50,000 acres, right? This is Freeport proper. It's about 50,000 acres. And in those 50,000 acres, you could be able to find retirement homes. You could find a luxury portion. You could find sort of a genuflection, a deliberate attempt to be able to ensure that we could accommodate persons who are not from here, right? So you could come and get yourself licensed. And for the most part, whilst the government actually want to be able to specify and identify that there is no quasi-government that exists here, historically, we've identified Grand Bahama as being able to have the autonomy, or Freeport more specifically, to have the autonomy to be able to execute their own wishes. And that's what it is. And we know that that would not go now and say that Grand Bahama is a quasi-government. You don't have to say that. All you have to do is just put and then we have to go back and look at any treaties or, you know, anything that you've signed off on to ensure that Grand Bahama could retain this autonomy or this perceived autonomy. Because other than that, all you have to do is put a tender out there for the production of power in West Grand Bahama all the way to West End. That's it. Just put a tender out there for persons who will do it. Say that you're looking for persons to ensure that you could be able to light up 45,000 homes to do this, this, and this. And that's it. It's simple. And you, these things are not hard. These are simple. When I was young, there was a powerhouse in West Grand Bahama. Now, Grand Bahama Power lights up the entire island. I don't know how you could say one thing with your mouth and we could see something entirely different. I don't know how you could say with your mouth that you've already shifted the capital of Grand Bahama from West End to Freeport. And if not an actual fact, by perception, the center of Freeport is where everyone goes to do business. You don't have to row with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. All you have to do is use your autonomy and your strength. Support and fortify the people of West Grand Bahama and East Grand Bahama by providing them opportunities to be able to chart their own course and their own destiny outside of the auspices of what's happening with the Grand Bahama within Freeport. Freeport cannot survive unto itself. It can't. when Gold Rock decided to be able to leave, with the modification of these particular things, with the eradication of this area that we've identified as the middle class area, which is Bahamia, the government is coming in trying to be able to bail them out. I just do not understand this. You're trying to bail them out. And this is not for the purposes of the citizens of the Bahamas. You're trying to bail them out. And your actions to ensure that you can be able to open up this road to do what? Who's that benefiting? Not us. You're going to provide what? 150 jobs over the course of the lifetime of this particular thing. You're not helping the Grand Bahamian people. Create a space that they could be able to have under themselves an opportunity to be able to craft their destiny. But you ain't doing that. You would rather row with the Grand Bahama Port Authority for $337 million, and that row end up to be 7.5 years long. And people's light bill growing exponentially, 500%. We got to have this kind of a conversation. And I like to talk like this. But I one thing I want to be able to say is that I don't believe that Grand Bahama was ever in a competition with Nassau or any other space. Grand Bahama was unto itself. They understood the task. And the only thing that's being perpetuated from those persons, when you hear pronouncements from the GPPA, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, all those particular persons, is that they have to make sure that their shareholders are taken care of. They're not concerned about what's going on elsewhere. We got to make our money. And once our people are satisfied, to hell with everybody else. So I like some things that you said. I agree with some things. But some things I think is just kind of a farce. That shouldn't be decent. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with his live. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line with his live. Go ahead. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Howard Grant here live with you on the foundation. Please chime into the conversation and contribute to it. I think whatever was blocking you, hopefully here in the city of Nassau, hopefully melted away last night in that heat. Let's just be decent, right? Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, am I on?
Yes, sir, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Two people in there.
How you doing, man?
I'm great, man.
Praise God.
Howard, I want to present something to you and get your feedback because you seem to be a very well-learned individual when it comes to these matters. Now, every parliamentarian that we elect, they do swear to be faithful and bear allegiance to His Majesty and all of his heirs.
And successors.
Anybody who dead, who probably won't even resurrect on that day. Now, here it is, the government attempting to take some of our former slave owners to court. Persons like Haywood and George. And what happens if they are heir to King Charles? But, and you're swearing that you're going to bow down and worship them. How could you take them to court? Right? And then if you do take them to court and you lose and you take them to the Privy Council, well, listen, they're the same people. You take in, it's like you actually realizing that the arsonist is the one who's bringing down.
But this is why justice is blind. This is why justice wears a blindfold. And the balance of justice to ensure that there is tranquility and this balance socially, you can't look at faces. Even when Moses was supposed to carry out some things, you can't look at the faces of these particular persons. You have to know the issue and be able to remain neutral in your capacity and remain just. Wrong is wrong. I don't care if Barack Obama did it, if Michelle Obama did it, if King Charles did it. It don't matter. Wrong is wrong. And I think that we are in the dispensation now that if we're identifying wrong, especially with the injustice, especially with the dreams that continue to bubble over from the grassroots, who hope to be able to climb up to middle class, who hope to be able to climb up to a higher class, and they see this injustice that exists in this particular space, you got to be able to point that out.
Yep.
So it ain't matter who it is, we got to deal with that.
Yeah,
and if
right.
in the event that hypothetically, if Edward St. George, any of these particular persons has, or they're tethered to the throne, that doesn't matter. If you find that there is injustice, we have to be able to deal with that. And I think that this is the course that the PLP is taking right now. They're trying to be able to say that this is injustice. But I feel like they're talking with a kind of a forked tongue. They're talking with two different type of tongue. Because in one instance, it's good for you when it works. But in the event that you're trying to be able to capture the imaginations of people and get them to vote for you, you're saying, oh, that's wrong. He's confusing me. You got to be able to stare down straight down the middle of the thing. And that's one of the issues that I'm having.
Bill, how about you need to go and sit them down and help them?
Me? This?
Yeah, but see, you seem to have, in, it's like you want to give birth to something that is so big that everybody got to stand still for it to happen. And I think you need to bring that crew together and hit them with the reality, man, because they're sinking the country. And it's people like you who actually see it because you travel around and you care for the country. That's the thing. That's the major thing. Because you got family that you want to make tomorrow better for.
I appreciate your call, you know.
So, you know, talk to them, Howard.
I like how you say that. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call. I want to say something. I was talking to my mother this morning. She was here with my aunt. She came over just to check out my cousin. You remember the one I told you who was in the boating accident in Abaco? Flew out the boat. She hit her head, hit her back, so forth and so on. She broke her leg. She broke her wrist. She broke her collarbone, right? Broke her arm, right? And she hit her head. But she's living. She's cognizant. She is conscious. She is alert. She knows, you know, she's good. She's good. But she had a next doctor appointment. But anyway, mommy came over. I hung out with her for a little while. But I was busy, right? So she hit me up. She said, I'm home safe. So I said, what the hell is this? I thought you were still here. I thought you were leaving later on today. So she said, no, I'm home safe. That I had to leave early. But she and I started to talk, right? And just thinking about it, I said to her, I crafted a deal. Now I can say this. I can say this to y'all. I can say this. And y'all don't know this about me, but I can say this. Okay, so my consultancy company does tech. We identify some infractions, and where you see a problem, we create solutions. That's just what I do, okay? If I see a problem, I sit down with my crew. I got a crew of about 6 men, all Bahamian men who deal in tech. So we develop apps, we develop these concepts and ideas, and we sit down and we talk about it. Now, do I have time to tell the story? I have one more break to take, right? I got one more break? I got to take one more break. Okay. I can't tell the story yet. I can tell it when I come back. Let me start the story. When the hurricane happened, when Dorian happened, and the F&M was in, I had just forged a relationship with this guy in Fort Lauderdale, in West Palm Beach. God knows, I cannot remember how I met this man. Okay, yes, no, I do remember. Okay. My business partner here in Nassau met this guy in Miami. And he calls me when he was in Miami, meet this guy, talk to him. So they say, man, we have these guys who are interested in doing some stuff. So he said, let's talk to them. I started to have this kind of a casual conversation about possibilities and opportunities. They tell me about what they do from a construction standpoint. They tell me what they have relationships with. They tell me what they've been building on the East Coast of the United States of America. They tell me about their tides. They tell me about the access that they have, right? So I said, wow, this is crazy, right? So me and this guy just start talking. This is the talk. So the guy says, Howard, come over to West Palm Beach. If you remember, when Howard and Dazzy was on the show, I skipped 3 days. I jumped on the plane. We went over to West Palm Beach. I sat in his house. His neighbor is Michael Jordan in West Palm. They got this kind of a nice place in West Palm. And so we crafted this concept and idea of what we want to do. Right? After we crafted this kind of an idea, he says, Howard, what are you going to do? So everybody looking at me here, and I formed a company. So this is my company in the Bahamas, right? So everyone here is board members, directors, so forth and so on. I got my lawyer here. My lawyer's listening to me right now. My partner's listening to me right now. And they know this. And so we craft this sort of a narrative where we call strategic people in Abaco and we said, we will clean Abaco for you. We had a place in South Carolina to take all the debris. We had 2 flatbed dump trucks, the roll-ons. So we were going to throw the debris on that, float them over to the barge, float them over to South Carolina, dump them off, fix it up, clean up Abaco, do all these particular things. This guy does construction. He does construction. This is what he does. This is his life. He's been doing this from he was 17 years old. This is all he knows. In fact, he's 1 year older than I am. And he has significant relationship. He's also one of the owners of NASCAR. No politics in this. This is only me, my partner, this guy, this idea. So we crafting it, we work in this idea, he brings somebody else in. They build golf course. So all of us sitting at the table, we talking about this thing. None of y'all know this, nobody know this. I made a strategic call to leadership and I said, I'd like you to meet my guy. They said, okay, Howard, we like, no problem. He flies down here on his private plane, right? Gets here to Nassau. And when we were supposed to meet, after we set it up, the person who we were supposed to meet with, he was in here. I said, well, Jesus Christ, Almighty Lord. I was angry because you're going to bring the whole Caucasian here for you. And this wasn't easy for me because I ain't got this kind of money that this man have. So, but I had to invest to make sure I could create a space. So if I see this and I set it up and I talk and I did all these particular things, one of the leadership persons, after I was talking with them, says, Howard, who working this with you? So I said, nobody. What do you mean? So Howard, who said this? I said, I set this up. This all this is our stuff. I said, this is my company. This is this. Howard, this is amazing. So I said to him, what we will do also for the Ministry of Tourism is take one of these NASCARs and wrap it in the Bahamian flag. And when we just go into the NASCAR, to the 500, National 500s. All these things, I already then had everything laid out. And you know what they said to me? Howard, you got to go through these people. See, we're not devoid of ideas. Ideas are accessible and available. But because of the allegiance that men serve themselves to and the second gods that they get, the mammon that they serve themselves to, they cannot allow their ego to be deflated. These men think highly of themselves and they've done nothing with their lives. They depend, many of them, if not all, depend on their allegiance to politics. They are nothing without their brotherhood. Nothing. And they can't allow you to be anything without your tethering yourself to them. We can talk deeper about this. Let's get into it, guys. Quick break, news, be right back after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Get ready to celebrate independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combos. Choose from our classic flame grilled beef version or indulge in a crispy chicken breast topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, cheese, and our special tropical sauce. Both come with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation perfect for celebrating every year. Remember to top off your Independence King Combo with a delicious guava sundae or the new guava ice shaker, available only at Burger King Nassau.
Summer may be ending, but the party is just getting started at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss our Summerfest All-Star Bahamian Concert on Saturday, August 17th at the Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater. Enjoy electrifying performances by Abby, Sweet Emily, Elon Moxie, The Mighty Pencil, Chad Colley and the VIPs, Lottie, and more. Best of all, it's free! Gates open at 4 p.m., show starts at 6 p.m. Grab your crew, bring your vibes, and let's end this summer in true Bahamian style.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come. And the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and a police corner over the lawn. You went to see my number one sound round town. I did some Friday evening. Feel tired of working. Fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Bim! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set.
Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 tweeter. This is DJ Talk Sweeter. See London to start up with the disco.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Brandon, your company, the foundation. I just want to kind of finish up the story, what I was saying to you. Now, I just wanted to kind of bring it to a point because I left it there and I don't want it to be like a cliffhanger. If you're just tuning in at the 1 o'clock hour, we just were talking about empowerment. One of my last callers that started to say, Howard, you need to get involved. The reason I told you this story is because I know I don't need to get involved. All I need to do is do what I'm doing now. I just need to speak to you to understand that you have the power and the wherewithal to do this. Oh, my God. That's why I'm patient. I'm patient. Grammy said time longer than rope, baby. I'm patient. And they may wheel the rope and in many instances tie it into a noose sometimes. But nonetheless, time is still longer than that. Yeah, let me tell you what I did. I told you at the beginning, I identified this thing, no politics involved in this at all. FNM didn't know what I was doing. PLP didn't know what I was doing. I made sure no political affiliation on my team at all. I don't want nobody on my team who can go back and tell anybody what we're doing. I am a sharp young man. I don't have young people around my table. I don't. I don't, because they ain't got no money. They got ideas, but they ain't got no money. So they don't necessarily have that kind of a stake. But we do have them tethered with them to other old people that could tell you how to be able to navigate this society. I strategically put this together like this. Okay? And in crafting this, we sat down with my guy in the United States of America. He invited me into his home. I met his wife, beautiful home set up. We went out to, you know, in these kind of a ritzy area and communities. The wife don't always cook, but there is sort of a clubhouse. So he invited me to the clubhouse. We sat down there, me and my team, and we had dinner. We just were talking about some ideas and invited them. They came down to Nassau. And the next step was supposed to go to Grand Bahama. We set up to be able to build 200 homes. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. We set up the contract to build 200 homes. We already had conversations with the DRA, right? We already had conversations about what we can do. We talked about these particular concepts and ideas. We understood that the steps that we had to take. And then as we started to progress in our conversation, the DRA shifted their position. Now, we ain't fighting them. We understand the makeup of politics. And in almost instantly, my team asked me, Howard, who you need to pay? Who you need to take care of, Howard? I said, oh, I don't know, because nobody know about my business. I didn't say anything. Only y'all could say something to somebody. Or after we presented this, the information actually went up the line. But we didn't say anything. We didn't. I tried to do my best. My point to you is this. I've been talking for a very long time, and I just test my mount. All I did is test my skill set in a different environment. I know I could talk. I know I have ideas. I know that I have vision. I know that I have the spirit, the gift of gab in terms of being able to talk and cast a vision. I know that. Now, I got to be able to put this in a strategic space. This should bring me before kings. This should bring me before great men. All right. So I strategize. I put a business plan together. I put a team together. I licensed myself. I prepared it. And I said, all right, God, I can put you to the test. And I execute it. And when I taste the money on my tongue, I might as well tell you, I realized only in retrospect that my intentions were not as pure as I wanted it to be. Maybe because we're just men. But my intentions were not as pure as I wanted it to be. And I don't know whether or not my Father Almighty identified this as the perpetuation of ego and vanity. and didn't allow some things to happen. That's how I think about things. I don't think about things like how I didn't mess that up. I was just doing what I've been conditioned to do. I was excited. Oh, Jesus. I was excited. And then the roof fell in. How would we can't do this? I said, all right, you know what? Forget about it. We've done well. They still call me right now. Howard, whenever you get something done, man, just let me know. It's right now. They still want to know what we could do right now. No government, no nothing, no nothing. I should be an ambassador in this country. Y'all just be playing games. You know how much money I would bring here? I don't have no kind of jurisdiction. I don't have no jurisdiction, and y'all don't have no vision. My God, we should get together and do something. Give me your jurisdiction. I'll put the vision on the table. Let's execute some things. If it don't work, then you ain't never got to hear from me again. But if it work, we got to shift the model of how things happen in this country. All you have to do is cast a vision and have a conversation. That's all this is. Casting a vision, having a conversation. My grandmother used to say, baby, you got to take a chance. You're all sitting out here and you all come in proximity with people and the first thing you do is ask them for money for you. Rich people don't want to give you money. They don't care about giving you money. All you look like is a modified juncer. They won't give you money. They want to invest and be able to bring money back to them. That's what you set it up for. Listen here, if I sit on this radio and tell y'all about properties that these people swindled me out of, about properties that people gave me, here in Nassau, right here in Nassau, the woman gave me the property. She signed over the property. She signed over the power of attorney. I bring my my lawyer from Freeport. She signed over the power of attorney. She had this property. She couldn't sublease this particular property. She had this property set up. Right? It was a 2-acre lot of property. And she was living on this property for a very long time. She did nothing with the property. Her husband died. But it was a strategic piece of property, and it was designed strategically to be able to be in a particular space. She had no vision for this property. She didn't know. She found herself living in a destitute posture for a very long time. My family took care of her. We did whatever we could do with the little that we had to kind of take care of her. And I structured this thing. We crafted a vision, crafted a concept, and bring people down again to build a hotel, a 6-story hotel on the seaside. If I tell y'all where the property is right now, y'all to freak out. Because when I went to get the proper documentation to indicate that she had it, they tell me they lost it. The lady died. Because she was in a bad way. You all have no idea that there are people working on the behalf of not themselves, but being able to enlighten the community. Because I promise you, as soon as you see Howard do it, you will know in your spirit, my God, if Howard could do it, I could do it. And I promise you, you could do it. You keep waiting on the FNM, you keep waiting on the PLP, and these people only waiting to get in government to do nothing. They only waiting to get a car with a red plate. They don't have no vision, these individual people. I'm not talking about the organization itself. I'm talking about the individuals who you feel like you have proximity to. They don't have no vision, not for themselves. The extent of their vision is to get in good proximity to the party to get something when the party wins. These people are useless in politics. They're useless. They're useless. They are useless. They ain't got no idea. They ain't sit down one day and write a book. I got books that I've already written down. Dreams, ideas, concepts, business plans. I could show you every day. You think I got time to play? No, I can't let a vision come to my head if I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and I write that down. You are playing games. You believe that somebody's going to give you something. You keep voting for these people and they don't have no idea what to do in your constituency, but you're scared to run for your constituency. How would I really get 23 votes? So what? Get your 23 votes and keep moving. Keep moving. Someone, something has to happen to show the lackadaisical, traditional mindset that exists in our country, that the facade of productivity, something got to show you that we can't deal with this no more, but we got to do better than this. That's all this is. This ain't Howard smarter than nobody. And everything I do, I identify local talent. Everything that I do. If I want to develop an app, I look for local fellas who are doing that right now. I got five fellas who go to COB now. Some of them just graduated. Everything. If I'm looking for journalism to be able to expand for what I want to be able to do, I look for local persons to be able to do that. If I'm looking for a cameraman to be, I look for local people to do that. If I'm looking for a graphic artist, which I need one right now, I look for local people to do that. And guess what? Howard does pay real money. I maybe owe two people money right now. But I just pay you your money. Amen? I can't even get no amen, Jesus. I ain't going to treat you like the government and I can pay you overtime in 2.5 years or would you work? Let's be decent. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. My guy says to me, he says, Howard, listen to me. Let me tell you something. He says, Howard, listen. Come start your podcast. This is my guy. This is my guy. This is Evans, the DJ. You say, Howard, start your podcast. I say, Evans, I ain't got the money coming in because I don't have the found. I don't have the. I don't have the sponsorship to be able to keep it in because he charges me per. Because he got to edit it, he got to shoot it, he got to edit it, he got to be able to put it out, right? So I pay him for that. Now we decide upon a particular price. So he says, Howard, listen, don't ever worry about money with me. That's what he told me, straight up. He said, during the pandemic, when no one was hiring me, you kept my lights on. Because during the pandemic, if you remember, I was doing patio politics. Every episode of patio politics, I had to pay him. And I didn't know I was keeping the fella afloat. But I was doing two or three episodes a week. And all that was for my money simply because I had a vision. And if I believe in something, I invest in it. And my wife has cussed me sometimes, but she's get on to the great. She's see later on, okay, I see what he's doing. Yeah, because I'm not a frugal type guy. I can spend, I can invest, and I expect that to come back. So let's just shoot straight, man. Invest. Believe in yourself and make something happen. Call on the line. Let's make it happen. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, this is me, Sparky. Go ahead.
Man, I have a limitation. Man, hold on. No disrespect. Let's be cool. Let's be kind. Let me be, sir. I taking your words now. Let me be, sir. Howard, man, I love your show. But Howard, you already abused your listeners now. I mean, from Stanton Motors. Howard, from Stanton Motors, my finger was on the hold button listening to you. Hey, I know it's your show.
No, producer, don't cut him. Don't cut him.
No,
don't cut him.
Hold on, don't cut
him. The producer asked me, Howard, cut him? I said, no. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sparky, talk.
Howard, guess where I is now?
Go ahead.
Howard, I in the front of the House Assembly.
You did well. Ain't no traffic today.
Yeah, no traffic here. That's how long you were talking.
Praise God, I helped you through traffic. I'm a decent man.
No, Howard, go. Howard, let me tell you this story. I just passed Cathedral Church. Cathedral Church clock says it is 6:45. I'm trying to find out if it's 6:45 a.m. or p.m. If it's 6:45 from 1973, did the church change yet? Because the government ain't changed. We still doing the same thing. The time ain't changed. The government ain't changed. The people ain't changed. Nothing has changed in the Bahamas other than it got worse up. Old people say it got worse up. Now, how is this that I'm saying? I really admire you for every day coming on this show and trying to fight for Grand Bahama, not Freeport. Grand Bahama, where you come from. Where you and Mr. Lang come from, where you all can find time to come into New Providence and fight for the improvement of Grand Bahama, not necessarily Freeport. And I want to know how long that the people in the Bahamas got to keep hearing the same story every 5 years with all these doggone parliamentarians who all come from Family Island, come to live in New Providence, and once they get in New Providence, don't change nothing other than they get filthy rich in New Providence and leave all the family islands the same way they left them. And Howard, I'm born in New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
They've been criticizing me, Howard Pasbaki, from the talk shows open. I've been crying and begging about the illegal immigration problem, about the corruption problem, about all this problem. I've been crying, and they've been begging me to shut my mouth. Like you, Howard, I don't know how to shut my mouth. I go die, fight for my country. I love the Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands. I love my children, my grandchildren, and I believe that the foreigners could come here and they could take over and do everything they want to do in my country, and my children, I can't buy a piece of property. Howard, I am sick and tired. And I love you, Howard, and Mr. Lang, and all of us. We need to tell these politicians and these religious leaders, we are sick and tired.
Spocky, how tired you can be and you can still put on your yellow shirt? How tired you can be, you can still put on your yellow shirt and get too stitchy.
I can't hear you.
I said, how tired can you be if you still put on your yellow shirt and grab too stitchy on the way?
Howard, let me tell you how tired I am. I can say something right now, Howard, on national radio. Howard, give me a moment.
Okay, go ahead, Spocky.
Give me a moment.
Go ahead, okay.
In the last couple, from October of last year, I have gone to every doctor from my toenails to my ankles to my knees to my hips, even up to Dr. David Allen, Dr. Dwayne Sands, Dr. Robin Roberts, Dr. Jackson Williams, my whole body. I have gone through all kind of examinations. Now they're telling me, Spocky, we don't like what we're seeing with your body. Guess what, Howard? I tell them I still in a fight. Me and Dr. Dwayne Sands need to sit down and talk right now because he told me yesterday, Spocky, I don't like what I see on the X-ray. But I tell you one thing, I just said, Howard, whatever has to happen to Spocky's body, I go in there and fight for my children, my grandchildren, and my Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Brave Davis is my old school friend, and I tell Brave Davis, all the politicians, y'all got to stop your gravelicious foolishness for yourself, families, and lovers, man. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is the most important thing we have here. We need to leave this for our children. We got to stop selling out to foreigners and Chinese and English and everybody. Stop the hymns. Stop.
Spocky, thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. I do appreciate it, and I hope that you get well, man. Yeah. Maybe we should start with putting the Guinness down. Maybe, that's a good start. And the cigarettes. I can't get in your business. I'm simply saying. Let's get a little reset and put ourselves in a proper position. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
And good day to the Bahamas. Mr. Grant, I would like to ask you a question. I'd like to go back to the beginning of your show. You were saying that you don't believe that the PLP can recover from last night. Now, let me ask you, what does the PLP have to do with someone acting like a child playing with the lights last night, shutting the lights off and on up to about 16, 17 times, and then shut it off completely until 4 a.m. in the morning? What do you believe?
You think somebody's sitting there playing with the switch? Is this what you said?
What, do something like that last night?
Hold on. You think someone's sitting there on their shift, turning the power on, turning it off, turning it on, turning it off? You don't think there's nothing happened to that?
No.
You think that's an individual?
Are you aware that there was a major meeting on yesterday morning by particular unions? So
yes.
What was the coincidence that after they had that meeting yesterday morning that last night occurred? What was the coincidence on that?
This speculation, this allegation.
It is speculation. I am asking, though. I mean, you know, I mean, we
But you know something?
Hey,
let's be decent now. Watch me. I also said yesterday, before or right after the meeting, I also say, Lord Jesus, please don't let the power. I gotta get something so don't cut the power off. And before I hit my bed last night, the power was off. I said, did I jinx it? Mm-hmm. So was it Howard or was it a meeting?
But listen, I mean, my thing is, you know, I'm aware of a meeting that the minister who is responsible for CPL had last night where they were awarding some people, and I wasn't there, but I called someone from BPL who happened to be there to find what's going on with my lights and why somebody playing with the lights like that. And he said to me, man, listen, I'm at this meeting with the minister right now, and everybody's sitting in here in darkness with their cell phone light on, right? So, you know, it seemed like there's some intentional things that occurred last night, and it seems like there is a logical reason behind it. But my thing is, come on, man. Why do we have to try to destroy people's appliance to get people upset and to get people carrying on like a bunch of donkeys, you know, in this country? I mean, it seems to be selfish and very self-centered. And I think we need to mature ourselves in the things of our country that we can move forward. Second point. Say that again.
I listening to you. We get a commercial, yeah, but I listening to you. Go ahead.
Point. The lady that called, that said that she remember when Grand Bahama was called F&M country and everything. Now, the F&M was in power 20 years, 15 under Hubert Ingraham and 4 in 4 months under Hubert Alexander Minnick. Mm-hmm. Now, my thing is, if that's the F&M country, and I remember when Grand Bahama gave the F&M 5 feet. I remember that. All right, so what have in 20 years significant things that the F&M has done for Grand Bahama that we could speak about or put our fingers on today?
My God.
You know, I mean,
this is heavy what you're saying.
The PRP is being blamed for everything in Grand Bahama.
I like what you're saying. We can dive into it. I got to be able to take this quick commercial break, my brother. When we get back, we can answer that question. I know that even if I don't answer it, that it will be answered before the day's end. Let's be as decent as possible. Quick break. We'll be right back after this.
In the party, dancing, dancing, dancing. I will see you dicks in the party, dancing, dancing till I'm
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Color Red is on the move. F&M Fundraising Committee presents Red Splash Family Fun Day. It's all going down Saturday, August 17th at 11 a.m. until at Montego Beach. There'll be cash bar, concreters, grilled chicken, pork, steak, fried fish, and penny cakes. Enjoy hoopla. There will also be a kiddie section with snow cones, cotton candy, popcorn, hot dog, bounce. Bouncing Castle with music by DJ Tank. And there'll be a live band. So you don't want to miss Red Splash.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for my interruption, but you come under a quick reminder to say this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working.
96.9 FM Radio, Howard Brown and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, chopping the thing down, having a great conversation, grateful to be in your company. As we continue to push forward and talk about what's happening in the country, I laugh and I just saw like a little meme or something. Somebody put some stuff out. Congratulations to the guy who got the Cybertruck, or the person who purchased the Cybertruck, brought the Cybertruck to the island. I wanted one when they when Elon said the thing was going to be 40,000. Now it is 100,000. They need to stop, okay? But you bring your Cybertruck here. Congratulations, you got your Cybertruck. I just read the people thing. They said, whoever bring this microwave to Nassau, when y'all plug it in, all the lights going off. I just want to be decent as possible as we talk like this. Like, guys, hit me up, 323-622-3252-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Howard, please correct your caller who stated that the former Prime Minister Ingram extended the Hawkesbury Creep Agreement for another 100 years. He renewed the portion of the agreement to exclude the businesses in the industrial sector of Grand Bahama for paying real property tax. This was renewed for 15 years. Former Prime Minister Perry Christie, which is absolutely correct, former Prime Minister Perry Christie renewed it again. The agreement will expire in 2055, I believe. Yes. And the Minister of Foreign Affairs in that state stood aside Prime Minister Perry Christie at the time and supported this. Now, politics being the nature that it is, there seems to be a significant opposition to this. I don't know whether or not the seasons changed, the mindset changed, the agenda changed, the objective changed, but it's the same agreement that we agreed to. Let's be decent. Telephone call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, you hear that?
Go ahead, call him.
Yeah, hey, Howard, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you're
this
just 1 second, just 2 seconds. I'm just so tired of miserable life.
Are you getting prepared for a campaign, sir? What are you doing?
No, I'm saying,
what are you doing?
You have a man, you have a Ziggy's in the box.
You got Ziggy, I know you. Y'all got Ziggy. I know a campaign about to a rally about to come.
No, we know you have the rally. Listen to me. The one thing is, Tobago Line spoke about this. You may know this from politically. When the people stop chasing you down, like you walk in the community, and they don't come outside to ask you a question or even thank you, there's no line at your constituency office. There's no line at your there's no line at your government office. And then now when people call you, you used to ignore the calls. Now you, as soon as the call rings, the person says, hold on, let me get them for you. You know, when the people go silent, you know what that means, right? There's a silence here on Grand Bahama. And in fact, in the Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthero, and everything else. I talk about the greatest silence is not the ones who's protesting. It's the majority that has remained silent. They have become the silent majority.
So you think Kingsley can win his seat?
Say it again?
You think Kingsley can win his seat to West Grand Bahama?
Kingsley won't be there.
You think Ginger can win his seat?
Oh, no, definitely. Ginger, listen to me. I spoke to one of Ginger's generals that work at a store, and I had no problem in calling her name because you know her too. And she told me if Ginger came shopping in there, she'll quit.
This is a lot what you're doing right now.
Okay.
So I had to ask you that. What about Iram Lewis?
Say it again?
What about Iram?
Iram? No, you see.
You see, that? I know you was going to bite the side of your mouth.
Central Grand Bahama is an F&M seat. So is East Grand Bahama.
But I didn't ask you about the F&M seat. I asked you about Iram Lewis.
No, I'm saying if Iram is given the nomination, there's no doubt. That's why I asked me who you think will win St. Anne's.
Praise God. I ain't going to fight you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm saying is that the three seats has been made, what we would call F&M seats in Grand Bahama. and that's Central, East, and Marco City. The two seats up for question is now West End and Pine Ridge. And I don't. And when they had the meeting in East Grand Bahama, the former candidate didn't even show up because, you know, somebody from New Providence came to have a meeting there who supports Ginger going there. So we know the politics.
Ginger trying to go to East Grand Bahama?
Because, you know, West End is off the table. Mr. Fred Mitchell, the candidate he's supporting now, this will not allow it to happen. It ain't happening. You could come knocking whatever you want. The candidate committee makes the decision. The chairman and the leader carries a lot of clout. But, Howard, let me just first thing say that there's no extension of the Hawks-Kick agreement that has occurred. None at all. It's not been changed. It has not been modified. Some tenets of the Hawks-Kick agreement were due to expire in 1990. Mr. Hubert Alexander Ingram, passed a law to delay the implementation of these tax things that happened. But let's look at what happened over the 67 years of governance of what we call majority rule. The person who asks what has the F&M done for Grand Bahama should ask, simply put, and say, here's the things that what has been done by the PLP. The question is, what has not been done in the Northern Bahamas by the F&M under the administration? Don't talk about what you start. But when you look at the 90s for the years of the shipyard, the container port, the Isle of Hire, and all the other things, and all these other industries that come to Grand Bahama, they came after the delayed implementation of those concessions that made the place attractive for those individuals to come to Grand Bahama and build. These are the same things that is carrying all the jobs right here on Grand Bahama. It's not, I mean, Chicago Langneck could explain to you what has happened. But when you look at everything that's happened, but I could tell you what happened under the PLP. Mm-hmm. You know, under the PLP, Arawak Hotel died. Under the PLP, almost every under the PLP, every hotel on this island has died, which is the hospitality industry. A lot of people don't understand that hospitality is one of the mainstay of Grand Bahama during the time we call it the Magic City. Plane. You remember they said double wide planes at the time was parked at the airport, going and coming. People came in the day, left at night, and everything else for gaming and everything, the junkets and all those different things. You see, this is what happens when people. First of all, we have to ask Howard: does an MP develop an island or a country?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the question is: after 67 years of governance, what have the party you support done to develop the island and the constituencies on that island? It isn't no MP, okay? It's like the government decides where the resources go. So you can't say, oh, he had five MPs and whatever else. You have to ask yourself, look at the time and look what had happened at those particular time and ask yourself why nothing happened during this period of governance, okay? Mm-hmm. See, so, you know, I don't like the small mindset. If we going to develop the country, we have to think the whole government's responsible. And this is why you make the right choice, Howard. We must begin to look for the implementable ideas that will move this country forward as a whole.
And yeah, but and you and I got to have a further conversation, because the truth of the matter is that the choice of Michael Pintard is not the choice of reformation. The choice of Michael Pindot is an individual choice, a choice that would be made in Marco City, a choice of being able to retain Michael Pindot in that particular capacity or even in the leadership position, and the Free National Movement is there. But there are 38 other choices that needs to be made that comes together with cohesion and this collective mindset to move the country forward.
Right.
So putting Michael Pintard in the position ain't gonna change people's mindset, especially if they're incumbent. If they're sitting in position right now, okay. So you got Adrian, you got Adrian, you got all those particular persons. You got Hubert Minnis in his particular capacity. Michael Pintard comes in and he retains those persons. Actually, hypothetically, he retains those persons. But those people, after Michael Pintard wins, in the event that he does, they still don't see reformation in the constituency. Michael Pintard's leadership ain't going to change what mindset exists in the constituency.
No, it does. See, but Howard, then it goes against the very aspect. It everything rise. rise on leadership.
No, but
rise
what I'm saying to you is that leadership has to identify that there is a mindset that exists in this particular space that after you've been given two or three times, you didn't make any reformation in this constituency, now you got to go.
No, but see, but this is, again, Howard, you're coming back to what I said. Understand that this concept of MPs patching roads in your constituency, cutting lawns and stuff. Let me ask you a question, Howard. We pay 40,000 civil servants from the parks and recreation to the road and everything else. This is the problem we have. We've had leadership who has went and maintained the common denominator. Mm-hmm. If you want to say what Pintad do, he will change that. Let me tell you why.
Under but that's Pintad the same thing they say about Minnis. That's the same thing they say about Brave. That's the same thing Perry Christie promised us he's going to change the second time.
But Howard, I said to you, right? Test the pie. Test the taste. You know why? Ask when you begin to hear the policies and platforms of the incoming pre-national movement government, I want you to test them. To say, you know how people say, I'm going to do this and do whatever? Test them. Ask them. Tell us how they can be done. In fact, I would put to you that the Pintad administration, when it begins to release its policies, will encourage the PLP to do it now. Because the people don't need to wait 2 years for when Pintad get there. He will just simply come in and finish it if the PLP is capable of doing it. And that's when, and I'm simply saying this, when you build people, they build communities.
I like
when
that.
When you build people, they build homes. When you build people, they build roads, they build bridges, they build schools.
But you ain't saying build nothing people. New, see, Alan, you know you ain't saying nothing new. Now, let's just be decent. You and I, that's all. It's only us. Don't worry about everybody who's listening. It's you and I. Let's be honest. You ain't saying nothing new. Perry Christie, after the first time he's been rejected, he came back with hat in hand and puppy dog eyes and swear to God, I can be able to do better next time. There's some things I should have done better. We gave him a next time, and there's nothing better he done except being able to fortify his legacy, which was a fail. It failed.
But you could know what someone would do. All you have to do is come on Grand Bahama before and ask people of Michael Pintar participation before Dorian, during Dorian, and after Dorian up till today. Michael Pintard, even on this island, is carrying social services.
Okay? This ain't me fighting you for that. I got to go to a break. I thank you so much for that, man. This ain't me fighting you for Michael Pintard. I'm not telling you Michael Pintard will or won't. I'm saying to you, if we as a collective don't understand that the overarching leadership is not that what we're looking at. We're looking at, yes, everything rises and falls on leadership, not the overarching leadership, not the supreme leader. In this particular, not the competent authority in this particular instance. We're not talking about Michael Pintard, his success or lack thereof. We're talking about the success of our constituencies. We're talking about the autonomy and understanding the fact that we have sent you there from Anglistan. We have sent you there from 8 Mile Rock, from West Grand Bahama. We have sent you there from East Grand Bahama. We've sent you there from Exuma. We've sent you there from Central Andres. We send you there. But your allegiance is elsewhere. Your allegiance is elsewhere. That is what we're talking about. You, leadership rises and falls in my constituency. I can't care about what's going on in Nassau, not yet. I can't care about what's going on in House Assembly, not yet. I care about my constituency first. It's Maslow's hierarchy theory of needs. I only could care about when I eat, how I could be able to feed someone else. Let's be decent. Quick break, be right back after this.
I'm sick of making the wheel and turn ya. Come make we do the shaky, 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 shake.
It's getting hot in Marco's, and we're bringing the heat straight to your doorstep. We're giving you a fiery food experience like never before. For a limited time only, try our new sizzling fiery flavors featuring Reaper cheese on our fiery pozzolis, pizzas, cheesy bread, and pizza bowls. Can you handle it? Taste the heat and order one now at marcospizzabahamas.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Summer may be ending, but the party is just getting started. Don't miss our Summerfest All-Star Bahamian Concert on Saturday, August 17th at the Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater. Enjoy electrifying performances by Abby, Sweet Emily, Elon Moxie, The Mighty Pencil, Chad Cawley and the VIPs, Lottie, and more. Best of all, it's free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 6 p.m. Grab your crew, bring your vibes, and let's end this summer in true, true Bahamian style.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Excuse me for me to interruption. Boy, come.
Let's get right to the lines. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Brad and your company, The Foundation. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
What the number is, man? 5520212.
Yep.
5520. Why got to call that? We ain't no more than portable generator in the shop right now this morning, but after last night, but
listen.
All of them sell out this morning.
Honest to God, I say to myself, I got to go get one this weekend.
I got to get one. Hey, Howard, last night I slept like Michael Johnson when he first had a voice note. Man, look here. I ain't heard you that no more, man, Howard.
Wait,
and look here. Bradley, the assistant chairman to the PLP. No, we can't only put this one on the PLP, is correct. Because Brave Davis and bringing Pamela Hill, then Desmond Bonas will spend $300 million, and then now Brave Davis and bringing in pipe. I hope they don't put that pipe on us. That's what I hope. I hope we don't get the pipe.
I appreciate
the
telephone call.
The end of the pipe.
You need to stop it. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Next telephone call, call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead.
How are you today?
I'm good, man.
That gentleman, C. Allen Johnson, is a misogynist for Michael Pintard. And Michael Pintard is allegedly a misogynist for the Port Authority. And my synopsis, what I gather, if Michael Pintard continue in his truck, I don't think he will win his seat. Let me tell you why I say that. Michael Pintard sat in his cabinet when they negotiated the deal for the airport in Freeport, which the port is responsible for. The port and, I think, Hutchison Whampoa, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This government came to power and is now building a new hospital in Freeport, which the Port Authority is also responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't expect to pay the money that they owe the government. Come on, Mom, my brother. This year is absolutely wrong, okay? Michael Pintard should take a back seat because he's sat in Minister's Cabinet, just like how he wants Minister to not get the nomination. He needs not to be nominated himself.
Oh, okay? Michael Pintard?
Yes, both of them.
Wow.
Okay? Because Peter is not better than Paul, and Tommy is better than Jerry.
Mm.
Okay? At the end of the day, they all allegedly duped the Bahamian people, and now they're still looking for power. They all need to go get lost and let Mr. Davis finish his term and do what he needs to do to bring this country back to the standard it needs to,
wow,
that all Bahamians could survive.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Not only them looking for power, all of us looking for power. My God, we was hot last night. All under our neck. My God, I hope your power cut on this morning. If your power connected to your water, because that little bit of powder you always put under your neck that look like cement after a little. You can't go to work like that. You can't go to work wiped down and expect to get productivity out of here today. You need power to cut your water on if you got your well. Let's be able to get those things. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howard Grant.
Hey, my brother. What's happening?
Boy, enough respect, my brother. As it relates to duping, right? I don't know who duped the Bahamian people more than tricking them into taking a vaccine and then telling them that they couldn't catch COVID and they couldn't spread it and then they found it subsequently, right? But let's get on to the people's business. Firstly, I'm not a PSYOPs officer for none of the alphabets, okay? But what I am is I'm a seeker of the truth. Now, this is a big joke for you from Freeport, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's listening to Lang more night's call. So, you know, Lang has put out some real thing when it comes to politics and the concept and the psyche behind politicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Lang said he explained something what he called the cussing index, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but he started laughing when he said that, right? Now, he said something months ago on the show, but they always have an eye for remembrance, you know. And I remember somebody sold the port, the Bahamas government port, I mean, she has in the port. You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. my mind, I was caught. You didn't remember hearing that on the radio, Howard?
No, I can't remember hearing it on the radio.
Yes, it is said mm-hmm. that the government sold the Bahamian shares in the port. Now, he said, what I'm saying is now, no one wants to go down this labyrinth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that's something that needs to be answered because it was said on the radio and I needed someone to verify that. But nobody, and he made a little, he was like, you know, he can't disclose it, but this is just to open the beam in people's eyes. Like, where's the shares in the port? That's what I'm saying. So I don't want you to get caught because, you know, he's a big guy. I don't want you going down the labyrinth, right?
Nope.
But come on, man, Howard, man. You see what I'm saying? Answer, ask the question for anybody to answer. And just say, just tell me I'm wrong that you gaslight me and you didn't say it on the airwaves. Give thanks.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your telephone call. There's a couple of texts coming through. So let me read these texts and be decent as possible as we read in these texts. So it says, Brother Grant, I'm concerned when you allow the PLP callers who knows absolutely nothing about Grand Muhammad to question. It's peculiar that you structure it like that. You say PLP callers don't know nothing, but as though no PLP is a Grand Muhammad. I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to read. Let's go. So it says, the PLP callers who know absolutely nothing about Grand Muhammad to question the FNM and what the FNM has done for our home island, and you indulge in their ignorance by validating their tomfoolery, talking about this is heavy, right? I can finish reading it. Let's go, right? So, since you don't want to tell them sense, please share this piece of history with them. The only administration that has expanded the economy of Grand Bahama post-independence in 1992 to 2002 is Ingram administration. This is when the Freeport Container Port, Grand Bahama Shipyard, Polymers, Bradford Marine, the Lucayan Strip redevelopment, among other things, happened. In fact, those developments are key reasons why the island economy hasn't fully collapsed post-Dorian and COVID. So please stop accommodating these political ignorance on your platform and tell your PLP friends them to stop their foolishness, right? Tell your PLP friends them some sense. I'm not going to fight you. All right, so let's be able to see if I can read a couple more of these. So it says, Howard, why are you allowing that PLP man to slander Pintard? There's a text coming through. Good day, Howard. Is C. Allen making excuses for the FNM not doing anything in Grand Bahama, even though they had 5 Grand Bahama ministers in government? No. No one minister can do anything for a constituency, but 5 couldn't. That's hogwash. This is a text coming through. It says, hearing C. Allen on air and you seeking to almost shut him down immediately explains why you seem unprepared to handle him when you're with your narrative. As a critical thinker, you know what's peculiar? I only get these texts when you call C. Allen. That's just very peculiar to me. It's strategic. I only get these texts that support your particular, because I get 19 texts that says, Howard shut C. Allen off, Howard shut C. Allen off. And then there's one text that I you know, venture to read that always supports your narrative relentlessly. And it's peculiar. I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to be able to put it out there like that. It says, I'm unprepared. I'm unprepared to handle him with your narrative. As a critical thinker, he doesn't bring opinions, but everything is evidence-based. As a part of the Gen Z, I'm sure that he can convince us to give Pintard a chance. It's very strategic and very peculiar, almost like the meeting that happened. And whilst the meeting was going on, the power cut off. And like my caller say, somebody was playing with the light. It seems strategic. I'm not going to fight you. Next caller, before we get out of here, take a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Good day.
Hey, what's up, my dear?
How are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Howard, I just was looking at the water to see if the pressure was high enough. I'm not gonna lie.
You got the pump? You got, because I got pump by me. Because we got the pump. I got city water. So last night, I couldn't even take a cool shower.
Listen, thank God I took mine before the light went off.
Jesus.
You know, because it's ridiculous. You know, and with the person I was talking about, the shares, I think it was 52 who was talking about it. Yeah, they did mention that the shares, the Bohemian shares had disappeared. And Ingram made a comment about it. It disappeared before Ingram time, mm-hmm. however. And Ingram made a comment about it. I remember hearing about it, and I think Zhivago or talked about it, or somebody else mentioned it in recent times, mm-hmm. that the shares disappeared. I think it was Pintad might have been, that the shares disappeared, and they can't find where the shares were sold or who it was sold to. They just don't see it there anymore. So that is something, like with all that's going on with Grand Bahama Port Authority, if this government is serious, tell them look into that too. Because they were government when it disappeared.
I like that. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for that. That's the show today. Guys, I want to thank you. Let me see if I can read one or two more of these texts. This is, I have been living in Nassau since the double hurricanes in Freeport in 2004. The caller is correct. They are killing the middle class, not only of Freeport, but this country. This paints a dismal future if we don't turn this around. Statistics show that countries around the world that are almost successful, that while they are thriving large and middle classes, those that don't suffer and struggle amidst civil unrest. Wow, this is heavy what you're saying. I can't fight you. Well, guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. I'm going to be off next week, but you can still call me at 827-0111, 827-0111. We got everything polished up for you. Look forward to that. Stay sober, Bahamas. I want to thank all the sponsors that supported us. I want to thank all those persons who participated. I want to thank all those persons who are, being able to sit down and speak with us. I want to thank you, man. Thank you guys all. Guys, enjoy yourself. Have a beautiful time. We're going to see you in 2 weeks. God spare our life, live and fresh. September 1st, we're going to be here to be able to dive into this. You got to give me a little time to take a refresher. I got some business I got to do with my family and get some things taken. So I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I hope to see you guys safe when we get back here. God spare our lives. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy yourselves. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll see you next 2 weeks, guys. Have a great day. Till the morning, but it's a long time, girl, me never see.